Blog Talk Radio.
Motivational Mondays. Let's go.
I need a sign. Let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
I'm gonna tell the insomnia, you know, that's a charge, and and they can get locked up. You can't stalk nobody. So anyway, I'm happy to still be up. I've been yawning a lot, so you know I'll yawn while the music is playing. But anyway, big shout out to definitely my queen that's on the line right now, Lushy Lush. I hope that everything is going well for you, and if it's not, it's going to start to, because it's Motivational Mondays, and you don't have a choice. Like, you don't have a choice. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Everything's like is copacetic. You know, you gotta take one day at a time, and I gotta catch up. You know, that whole holiday weekend was just crazy and stuff. You know, so
yeah, it's about losing some pounds and gaining more energy.
Definitely.
I give a big shout out to all the queens, man, doing their work out there. I see you, La Tere. I see you, Letty. I see you, Yvette. All my queens from worldwide, all the queens that I've been working with this past week and two. Just stay focused, ladies. Stay focused. A big shout out to everybody that's going to court. Hayes is in court today on a custody battle with his daughter. Good luck to him. Anyone that has a court day today, walk in faith. And the victory will be yours. Anybody in a hospital going through surgery or anything else, D-Cut's mom is, you know, experiencing surgery today. And all our prayers definitely go out to D, the whole family. I love you guys, and everything is going to be all right. You know, she's in God's hands. Everything is going to prevail for sure. I'm not antisocial. I'm just really pro me. That's what, you know, I just wanted to shout that out, you know? Yeah. Because I got to switch this stuff. I can't get people, you know, people start getting all sad on me. And no, it's time to get amped up. I said I haven't slept in 3 days, so y'all going to have to forgive me. All right, let's go into music. Nobody want to hear me today. Lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day. It's going to be a lovely day.
Sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without want of love bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Thank you.
holding on tightly, just can't let it go. Just trying to play my role, slowly disappear. Well, all these things feel like they're the same, just different places, different things.
Up and I knew who I was. I knew my life was going to be in the direction I chose it to be. I will never give someone control over my life. I will never allow someone to take my joy. I will raise my head erected high. I will learn to love myself and wake up every day, put on my shoes, put on my clothes, and walk on, and walk on, and walk on. I am motivation. I am success. I am the essence of me. I am motivated to live life for me. Live. Live freely. Live without fear. Step into the unknown. Grab onto your dreams. Take hold of your life. And go out there and fly. Spread your wings like an eagle and soar. And love you for all that you are. And be motivated. You are now logged on to Motivational Mondays with your host, Emma E2K, and Lucky Lush.
You already know what you're listening to. That was my sexy Lucky Lush, man. Did you see how she got down? She just My sister gets busy. She on that. I'm got my luscious lips. And I'm about to say something motivational. So sexy. You so damn sexy, girl. Don't make me bite you. All right. I said 3 days, right? Y'all with me, right? I was slept in 3 days.
I don't know what's going on.
But, Lush, we haven't heard from you in a minute. You have anything to say? Anything to share? What's good?
You know, I'm a good motivational thing. I'm
I'm passing all my classes, you know, getting good grades. So, and shout out to all those people going to college and trying to go back in their 30s and 40s in these late ages and stuff. It is not easy. So, you know.
And it's but it's never too late. And it's never too late.
It's never too late, but, you know, keep sticking it in. You will do it. On top of that, we did the fundraiser situation. So it wasn't all that, you know, we expected, but it was okay. So, you know, we're gonna have to, like, from, because we made only like a stipend, we're gonna have to transfer some of the money to do and move it towards like the Christmas stuff and everything towards the Christmas event. Besides that, just editing. Got another mixtape that's dropping out called Respect Money Power, featuring Big Heavy from out of Atlanta and stuff. Another one that I'm hosting. So, and then just editing, working, you know, teaching these kids and stuff, and trying to stay motivated.
Trying to motivate.
You know, one step at a time. And I just been dropping all these crazy quotes today. Like, I don't know. I think Emma inspired me. I don't know. You know, sometimes when I see her face, I just get motivated. I don't know.
And I'm on your profile pic. You can't help but see me. Read me two quick ones real quick. Can you read me, like, two of your quotes? You want me to read them?
I have one that I wrote about women, and then you can read the other one, whatever one that's your favorite one that I put up there today.
So, all right, guys. So you read one, and then I'll read one.
All right. This one is called, it's about women. It's basically, you are a woman, beautiful and strong. You hold the world on your back. You're a nurturer, and you nurture and provide for us. You do the jobs that people take for granted. You are the unsung hero. You are the beauty that lies within all of us. You stay strong when we are weak. You let us know that there is some goodness inside of us. You give us unconditional love like no other. You are strong, and I adore your very essence. You are woman.
Hear me roar. Oh, that was a good one.
Well, inside thing real quick, I really wrote that about Emma when I was thinking about her this morning. So anyway, but I just want to let you know that.
Oh, my God. I can't afford to cry on top of the 3 days I haven't slept. I'm just saying, I'm very emotional right now. Can you not do that? Holy moly. Okay, so there's another one that she wrote. See, she's got me like teary-eyed and stuff. All right, there's another quote here that says, take the time to bless someone else other than yourself. You know, that's always something that I always ask everyone to do. You know, it's just, you know, the payback, pay it forward. If anyone has done anything for you, you don't necessarily have to pay back that one person that has done it for you, but at least pay it forward. You know, we always got to keep paying it forward. So there's something here that you write, the devil is a liar and he will try his hand on you and even use the closest people to you to test. Remember, walk in faith, and you are a child of God, and you will shine through any darkness. And how many people haven't gone through that, you know, have been tested by the closest people to you? It's a couple of queens that I've been dealing with this week that have experienced exactly those things. So I know that kind of struck a bound, you know, when you heard that. I also have something that I posted that I saw everybody else was liking, and it says, the loneliest people are the kindest. The saddest people smile the brightest. The most damaged people are the wisest. All because they do not wish to see anyone else suffer the way they do. I mean, just marinate on that one. You know what I'm saying? And while you're marinating on that one, I got this Alicia Keys that I think is definitely appropriate. So let's go with some Alicia, man. Stay motivated.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. Took a brave, brave girl to try. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long.
Mondays, you already know, girl. You already know. I just want to read really quickly. You are the controller of your own life. Take responsibility for your words, actions, and choices, and then adjust them to enable you to move in the direction you wish to go. And that's from Living the Law of Attraction, the book The Secret. That, you know, I tap into every now and then. I believe in that law for sure. And it's just a law of attraction. You attract either good or bad, you know? We definitely know about, you know, the law of attraction. You attract good or bad. And, you know, you always want to continue to draw good. Why would you want to draw bad to yourself? You know what I mean? Shout out to all those queens doing the work. I don't even know how many times I got to thank these queens that are out there just doing the work. And when I say doing the work, I mean, you know, spreading the message of staying positive, of actually doing, you know, walking the walk, not just saying, oh, you know, everybody donate or do these type of things and don't out there and do the work. So a big, you know, this applause goes out to y'all ladies, to the queens that are out there doing the work, man. Y'all doing the work. salute ya. I salute ya because everybody talk a good one. And when it's time to respond, people kind of like, you know, are just, you know, like, oh, no, I'll do it tomorrow. I've been hearing some just crazy stories with some new queens that I've had the pleasure to meet and that have been trusted, you know, their situations with me. And, you know, we've talked about it. I've advised them. We've cried and shared secrets together. And that's what Queens Healing Queens is all about. So salute all my queens that are doing the work, are doing the work for them and are doing the work for others, you know, even though they're going through struggles and all that, because that's heavy. When you're dealing with stuff and you still take out the time to extend a hand to someone else, man, listen, that is so powerful that my hands just stood up. Sometimes I just speak and I do it to myself. I don't even know. Anyway.
It's a lot for somebody to extend their hand when they're already going through situations, whether it's financially, emotionally, or physically, different situations. You don't know what people are going through, so you can never judge people in their life, but they still find a way to extend, whether it's their last or if they got a piece of bread and you hungry, they're able to share that piece of bread with you, you know. So thank God for all the blessings and all those that can reach out and help people, you know what I mean? And shame to those who, you know what I'm saying, that speak a good game, and when it comes down to it, you know where to
don't
be
do it. Yeah, but you know who they got to face, right? They got to face karma on that one. So good luck to them. Good luck to them on that. I definitely don't want to be in the other side of karma when she comes around, because she's a big B. And you know I don't say that word too often, but karma, woo! She is the biggest B there is. So shout out to the Queen B. Don't mess with that Queen B karma, because definitely don't want to be on that side. Shout out to Triple Safe. He sent me something. He sent me some music. You know, I usually on Motivational Mondays do not play, you know, really hip hop or too much rap unless it's meaningful and it's motivational and it's powerful. But he did a joint called Champion that, wow, I had no choice. I have to play it. Like, I have to play it on Motivational Mondays, because as soon as I heard it, it motivated me, and I'm sure that as soon as you hear it, it'll do the same for you. And this goes out to all the champions in my life, all those I consider champions. You already know, because in one time or another, I've done told you, you know, how proud I am of you and how I feel that, you know, you guys say I motivate you, but without you motivating me, I cannot be this amped up unless I'm up for 3 days. Shout out to all my champions, especially my mom, Dukes, man. She's my champion of all champions. And don't forget, when people tell you you cannot do it, you look them in the face and you say, watch me.
Trouble, the struggle, hurled the storm. Had dirt on my name, so I came to right all the wrong. My motive is good, so I'm sure to come back strong. The tragedy, the child, my strategy taking form. I'm always gonna give my best, you've been warned. If it's worth taking the risk, I'm quitting, hold on. The truth always comes with a twist in the song. Too bad I can't grant you a wish before you gone. I train like a fighter with the wits of a writer. My fire burn till the gas run out like a lighter. I embrace my inner champion, rap like a writer. Now I'm the headliner with my name on the flyer. In the first place, a leader, it's nobody higher. You in the worst place, jealous and known as a liar. I'm a champion, that'll go to Valley McGuire. I'm a champion, even after the day I retire.
I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
Always reach for the stars.
I'm a champion.
Cause you're bearing the scars.
I'm a
and sit up on the rhythm like a Bujo bandstand. Give the kids them positive direction. Enemy, me war, you fi put down your gun. Full time now, me want to have fun. Music is me only type of freedom. Tell the youth me war, me fi free down the slum. Cause you are true champion, well.
I'm always striving to be better than before. I keep pushing myself till I can't go no more. I'm never satisfied, always hungry for more. And my ego, believe me, way bigger than yours. Remember, you're a champion, never forget it. Don't quit or give in, cause you live to regret it. Must believe you the best, if not just pretend it. Go hard every day, that's why I keep on living. I'm built like a warrior, so gracious and humble. This the fight of my life, my opponent in trouble. I'm in the best shape ever, to lyrically rise above you. You gotta dig deep within when no one will love you. To be a champion, you have to follow through a finish. I practice my performance to enlighten my vision. It's amazing what a heart do, keep on living. This will separate me from the rest. Cause
I'm a champion.
A time in your life where they want you to quit and give up. Nobody want to see you doing good. Just remember, you gotta believe in yourself.
Fridays, that would get like a super triple H hot. That joint right there was hot.
It's on rotation. Lush Radio Online got that on rotation because that's what I'm talking about. You know, for all you rappers that are listening, man, not everything has to be about, you know, demeaning the woman and talking about how many kilos you supposedly sell and you know you don't. You know what I mean? Like, get out of that already. Let's motivate people. You know, motivate your fellas. Like, it's more than just standing in a corner and a block. Like, especially on a block and a corner you never will own in your life. Like, really, come on, get out of there. Own some stuff. And talking about champions, a big rest in peace to Macho Camacho, the Puerto Rican champion of all champions, man. Macho time forever. Macho time forever. Rest in peace, man. Rest in paradise. To Macho Camacho, my condolences to his entire family. They're going to view him in Puerto Rico. They're going to bring him to the barrio, to New York City, where he grew up at. And, you know, salute, man, because regardless, he definitely lived a crazy, crazy life, up and down, and he did whatever he's done. But that's all water under the bridge. You know, he's in spirit now, and, you know, it's just a lot of prayers for him to just continue now in his spiritual path, and wish his family, his children, you know, a lot of strength to be able to get through it, because regardless, he was someone's husband, son, father, brother, you know, and he'll definitely be missed. You know, he was definitely a character and a handful. But, you know, he's in God's hands now, and he's definitely, you know, fighting the good fight up there. So definitely a big rest in peace to Macho Camacho. You know, in listening to that song, The Champion, it just, he just came to mind right away. And, you know, the last show that I did, I said I didn't want to, he was fighting for his life still then, and I didn't want to give no rest in peace and all that because, you know, you don't do that when somebody's still fighting for their life. But anyway, you know, so this song we just played by Triple Saves is on fire, and I wanted to play it. I wanted to definitely share it because, you know, as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, you already know where I had to come bring it to. So shout out to Alicia Keys that was in the morning show and played, you know, that song that got me also to play it on today, which is, what is the name of the song? Lord have mercy. Brand New Me. Pardon me. Brand New Me. And I think to me, I'm always being brand new. Not that I'm changing, you know, because I'm always me. I love me. I'm me on the radio. I'm me when you meet me in person. Like, you know, I will chew you out online, on the phone, you know, don't matter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I will hug you and show you mad, crazy energy, positive energy, you know, all around, too. But I'm saying I feel I'm always a brand new me every day because I strive to be a better me. So every time I become a better me, that means that it's a brand new me. You know what I mean? You're following me? Yeah, you're following me. Okay. I haven't slept in 3 days, so just in case I lose you a little bit.
You're just going through evolution of self.
Wow. I love, let me get a chance. I just have to kiss myself. Good God. I needed that one. Thank you. That's for everybody that's on the Facebook, that's on deck. Make sure you follow us on the Twitter, Lush Radio Online, MAE2K. Follow us on the Facebook, Lush Radio Online, MAE2K. Also, our group pages. Make sure you join Lush Radio Online Worldwide Exposure. Make sure you join E2K Enterprise Networking page. You know, and just follow us and Google us with Google Able in Spanish. I don't think that was a Spanish word, but anyway.
They're gonna add that to the Spanish dictionary.
Right, yeah. You know, they understand me, you know what I'm saying? Because we kind of speak it all in one sentence, you know? So shout out to all those that support me on the Facebook, man, y'all go hard. I love my Facebook friends, man. You don't even understand. I'm like 3,000 plus amped up, and, you know, they just come out to support. Shout out to Evelyn Rivera, my Foxy sister, that I spoke to her during this whole week. And shout out to her, man. She's also doing the work out there. It's crazy. I just love it. I love it when everybody's just in their movement. And moving, you know, as a unit, though. You know what I mean? Not that everybody's just moving how they feel, but everybody's moving to that positive unit. And that kind of amps me up even more. Like, I need more amping, right? Like, I need more amping in my life. But wait, I want to read some other stuff that I posted, because I go post them, and then I don't read them, and I'm like, you know, the purpose of this was for me to read it and share it. So I want to share this. If I will find it, okay. Today will never come again. Be a blessing. Be a friend. Encourage someone. Take time to care. Let your words heal and not wound. You know, and we all got to be careful because we all victims of that. And that we sometimes say things without thinking how it can affect the other person. And we all only want to share words that heal. We really don't want to share words that wound. I mean, we don't want to. Sometimes we have to. I'm not promoting that. I'm just saying. Because some people get crazy, and you got to put them in their place. I mean, you know, with all positive loving, you know, just got to let them know, listen, this is not the road you want to go down. You know what I mean? But for the most part, when you speak to someone in a loving way, even when they come at you crazy and they see that you're bringing – you know, that positive energy back as opposed to a negative one, they usually, 99%, they usually, you know, will back down and, you know, and it will be all love and peace, usually. Sometimes you just got to, you know, do some wordplay Anyway, let me read this other stuff. There comes a time in life when you walk away from all the drama and people who create it. Surround yourself with people who make you laugh. Forget the bad and focus on the good. Love the people who treat you right. Pray for the ones who don't. Life is too short to be anything but happy. Falling down is part of life. Getting up is living. Mm. So everybody falls. Everybody falls. But if you want to live, you got to get back up. You know what I'm saying? You just got to get back up. So everyone has to make their own path and fight their own battles, but you don't have to feel alone in the process. Reach out to a friend or a spiritual soul and seek motivation so you can continue to follow your journey with inspiration and pride. And I wrote that. Emma Ituke, your motivator.
That's what I'm talking about. That was hot.
That was hot. That was hot, right? That was fuego. Ay, Dios mío. Ay, Dios mío. That was fuego. But I want to play something for you, sis. Something that I know is going to amp you up because I'm about to, you're about to lose 10 pounds right now. Ready? Get
okay,
go, motivation Monday.
Take your tambourine, go on, get yourself a little bit.
That's real, been the chick that they talk about. Damn, is the words that come out their mouth. She looks good, always without a doubt. Ask for it, she back and caking out. Come on. Crazy well, that was the plan. They was waiting for me, wasn't ready for this. He got the game sold up, no one talking about this. So yeah, I know you wanna fight it, but why would you try? We got him shaking everything from the hood to the bar. Yeah, we do a big man, why would we lie? Come on.
1, 2, 3, everybody.
Yeah, I'm shaking down the town. Get the picture, picture. I'm moving on the floor, gotta love that. How she keep it going on, gotta love that. To the beat like a pro, know you love that. She can shake it to the flow, gotta love that. Get your ass on the dance floor, dance on the dance floor. Move them out the way if they ain't doing it how you want yours. You ain't got the ass, keep giving more. Don't be my permission, y'all heard what you waiting for.
Song, and it's a motivational song, man. Shout out to Eve for that one. I don't know. That's just the type of song that when you hear it, you just want to shake your tambourine. You know what I'm saying? You want to move around. Because it's just, and it's a happy song. It's a happy song. You know, we deal with so much in life already that every now and then when you can be able to just hear something that kind of amps you up for a little bit, why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, why not? And that being said, a big shout-out to Vicey Vice. I'm going to play his Earthquake because his Earthquake also is one of those type of songs. And I'm just, like, in that type of mood. It's Motivational Mondays, and I'm here to motivate you. So what other stuff can I do is...
Hey, hey, oh, oh, oh. I'm begging for a fraction of your satisfaction. I'm feeling for some action. I'm feeling dispatchic. I'm woozy like I'm tipsy. Then why am I tripping? I'm digging on your switch and I flip with the quickness. And short is so equipped, but I'm digging the business. Damn, I need a fix, mama. Give me the business. Yeah, yeah.
One of those songs that is you listen to it and you just get hyped, you know what I'm saying? You want to just shake it, you know? but in a good way. You know what I'm saying? Not in a nasty or disrespectful way. Take one step at a time. Until you reach your goal, walk in faith and don't give up. You know, those are words for me. People often ask me, why are you always smiling and singing? I answer to them that even in my weakest moments, I remain walking in faith and holding on to the fact that there is always sunshine after each storm. Stay strong. I believe in your abilities. Facebook, Twitter, you know, however it is that you can be able to hear my voice and get through. All my queens and my kings that are experiencing, you know, pain right now or hurting in whichever way. I just want to send out a big prayer for the entire world. I want to send a prayer attached with positive vibes and peaceful vibrations to the universe so it could bounce around the world to all those that need to know that they are not alone and that they are people that have never met you, but think of you and think that you are special. You know, just wanted to share that with you on Motivational Mondays. I'm on fire. I stay on fire. God bless you. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm going to leave you with, of course, the one and only Miss Alicia Keys. Don't forget, on fire the whole week, every time you're going to go down and you're thinking something sad this week, just think about me. Motivational Mondays, Emma E2K. Lushy Lush, we out, man. Peace, love, and soul. Shout out to Don Cornelius.